This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, August 11. Another command. Our reading comes from 1 Timothy chapter 6. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Jesus Christ, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in His own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To Him be honor and might forever. Amen. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. In our church each Sunday, we read a bit of scripture that teaches us God's will for daily living, like the Ten Commandments. This is a helpful exercise. When we come to have faith in Jesus for salvation, we do not keep on living as if we're unbelievers. When we're born again by the work of God in us, we will change and we want to live God's way. But we can be stubborn and willful because our old nature still clings to us. We often need to be reminded to do good, to love others, to share, and to be Christ-like in all we do and say. So it's important to meet together for worship and fellowship and to hear God's commands again and again. When the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in the letter we have read from today, Timothy was leading a newly planted church in Ephesus. Among other things, Paul told Timothy to command rich believers to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In the church, there were well-to-do people, and then there were poor people, and this sometimes caused friction. The rich had to be reminded to share with others and not to look down on the poor, and the poor had to be reminded not to covet. Everyone, in fact, needed to remember not to pin their hopes on money or wealth, but to put their hope in God, who provides all we truly need. In this way, Paul said, echoing Jesus, "We lay up treasure for eternity, taking hold of the life that is truly life." Pray with me. Lord, help us to be generous and content. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.